Madrid's unequal coronavirus response gets chorus of disapproval at opera. Audience infuriated by the lack of social distancing measures in the cheap seats. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sánchez and the regional leader of Madrid held crisis talks Monday, hours after anger at the response to the coronavirus pandemic spread to the usually rarefied Teatro Real. The opera house was forced to call off a performance on Sunday night after the audience reacted furiously to unequal socially distanced seating arrangements. Shortly before the 8 p.m. curtain time for a performance of Giuseppe Verdi's Un ballo in mascara, ironically, a masked ball, audience members in the upper balcony, where tickets can go for as little as 15 euros, began complaining about being seated in full rows with no social distancing measures in place while spectators in the expensive, floor-level area were kept apart, with many seats deliberately left unfilled. The opera house's management attempted to calm the increasingly unruly audience by assuring them that the seating arrangements were in accordance with coronavirus safety protocols, but spectators jeered and demanded that the performance be called off. The first notes of the opera's overture finally rang out an hour after the scheduled start time, but the performance was called off 10 minutes later when musical director Nicola Luisotti left the orchestra pit in frustration due to the barrage of catcalls. In a statement, the Teatro Real's management said it had offered to reseat or refund tickets purchased by those unhappy with the seating arrangements and blamed the unfortunate incident on a small group of people intent on boycotting the performance. But on social media, opera fans and culture writers accused the theatre of subjecting its audience to classist discrimination, with safe conditions only offered to those willing to pay several hundred euros for their seats. The incident took place amid growing discontent over the unequal impact of the coronavirus in Madrid, where infection rates are spiking in the city's working-class neighborhoods, and on the eve of the imposition of a partial lockdown for six of the capital's poorest districts. In an attempt to control the virus in Madrid, which accounts for nearly a third of all of Spain's confirmed cases, Regional President Isabel Díaz Ayuso decreed that those living in affected areas could leave their designated zones only to go to and from work. Parks in the confined zones have been closed, new limits have been placed on the size of gatherings, and a 10 p.m. curfew imposed on local businesses. On Monday, Madrid's municipal police were sent in to control access to the affected areas, many of which have divided thoroughfares, meaning residents are often unable to see relatives or access services located across the street. Prior to a meeting with Sánchez on Monday, Ayuso's staff said she would ask for the military to be deployed to enforce the lockdown. However, a joint statement released after the meeting made no mention of that plan and only promised greater cooperation to address the crisis. Over the weekend, Ayuso justified the imposition of partial lockdowns in areas where authorities have confirmed more than 1,000 new coronavirus cases per 100,000 residents, but her suggestion that the high contagion rates in certain neighborhoods were due to the irresponsibility of locals and immigrants' lifestyles caused widespread offense among residents who blame the regional government for understaffed public health centers and packed public transport. "We're not getting sick because we're out partying. We're getting sick because we have no way of hiding from this virus," said a 27-year-old resident of the lockdown neighborhood of Carabanchel who asked to remain anonymous. "People here can't afford to live on their own and you can't social distance in a shared flat. We have jobs that you can't do from home, or bosses who won't let us do them from there. So we have no choice but to use the overcrowded subway system. These measures won't make any difference," he added. "We're just being punished for being poor."